Well, welcome everyone. We are at the famous Crystal Visions in Hendersonville, North Carolina. And we're here for the 8-8 Lionsgate event. The once a year happening that's going to blow your socks off. Now, we had reminded you guys to go to Walmart to get your spacesuit before the event. If you didn't get the announcement, well, just buckle up, all right? Because you could get blasted out of your seat. Your neighbor will catch you if you tend to fall over in your chair. So don't worry. We're a little bit serious when we say that. You may wobble a bit and boom. Don't worry. Because you'll be so relaxed, you won't feel a thing. If you end up on the carpet, it's okay. Now, in the Baptist churches in the South, you say that's falling out thing. Where they collapse on the carpet. Yeah. Oh, we have to give somebody a wave before we start. Okay, so welcome to this event. And this is actually my first recording of a presentation in my whole life. So I'm a bit nervous, but I'll just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, maybe. And we'll just relax. Thank you also for coming. We're going to sprinkle a little humor in this presentation, just enough to kind of tinkle your fancy. Now, I'd like you to tune in and to feel why you came here tonight. Really, why you came here. You don't have to share it. You don't have to tell me. But I'd like you to just tune into your heart to acknowledge why you're here with this group in this beautiful building in Hendersonville, North Carolina. What would you like to experience from tonight? I would like you to put that prayer out to the universe. As a prayer, you all know how to do a prayer. There's no one right way to do it. But do it from the heart, because that's where the power comes from. Why are you here? Now, are you going to ask your body what it needs tonight or what it's ready to receive through the Stargate? Then ask your mind what it would like for tonight. And then ask your soul to bring forth, through this activation we're going to do together, your next level of awakening, shall we say, as an example. Okay, everybody take a deep breath. Now, what we're going to do together, we'll do this in the activation as well. We're kind of preparing the seeds. You know, we're all gardeners. We're tilling the soil, right, to get the weeds out so we can plant the seeds so that we could water it and then harvest it come, how about next month? How about 33 days from now, let's just say. So we're planting the seeds tonight through the Stargate so that you can harvest your prayer in 33 days. Now, in 33 days, you're going to forget we even did this. And then you're going to go, wow, I just flashed on something. Let's call in the helpers. You don't have to do anything. We're going to call in the helpers to be in the corners of this room energetically. So this will help support a sacred space for all of you to be able to open up and receive in your own way without any self-judgments or any kind of anything coming from the mind. Okay, again, we're going to ask you why you are here. Now, we know you want to manifest more. You want more clarity with your purpose. You want healing for your body. We understand all of that. We understand that you are connected to other realms. Some of you work with the masters and angels and the nature spirits and the fairies and all that. We understand that. We understand also that pretty much everybody on the planet is going through a big challenge. Just think about all your friends. They are probably going through big changes, even if they don't share it with you. We could say that everyone on the planet, in their own silent way, without communicating it to even their spouse, are going through some big, heavy-duty challenges. Namely, who am I? Why am I here? How am I going to manifest my next step? How am I going to get out of debt, etc.? So we understand that. So the Stargate is about something else, perhaps. Okay, we're starting to bring in a little bit of the Stargate potential now. We'll really get into it in the activation. Okay, feel the bottoms of your feet. And acknowledge your connection with the earth as a living presence. So that you can walk upon the planet in safety. Remember the buffalo image? Walking like the buffalo. Buffalo walks very deliberate and very sturdy. And is a life giver. Buffalo was a life giver to the natives. They used every part of buffalo's body, everything. Nothing was wasted. So you can do the same. Now, we're going to ask you to begin to breathe out consciously as much as you can. All resistance to this Stargate experience. This is unconscious. I'm talking to your unconscious. All resistance to receiving the Stargate vibration. Now, some of you might begin to remember past lives of where you did maybe some Stargate stuff and some certain things happened. And you're carrying some little bit of uneasiness regarding those memories. So you can begin to release that now because it's now here present, not back then. Now, whatever you want to receive, breathe it into your body. This is the quickest way, the easiest way to begin to embody whatever you are desiring through your prayers. Breathe it into your body. Because that's the last landing platform for this energy. It does no good if you keep it in the mind realms. Breathe it all the way into the body. And actually, if you want to really anchor it deep into the core of your body, just do that. Okay, call in your guides and ask them to support all levels of you in this activation. Now, for those of you that know that certain people couldn't make it tonight but wanted to come, you can invite them telepathically into this activation. Not their bodies, but their soul. Now, you're going to give yourself permission to be touched tonight because this can be a life-changing experience. Can be. And you can also have delayed reactions like 6 months from now, from tonight. So as our beloved Yeshua used to say, if you remember, it's not in the Bible. Remember he said, this I give to you, I give for all of eternity. So what does that mean? Ask to experience what that means tonight in your prayer. Remember, this Stargate energy is going to come down in layers. So as you're ready, it's going to seep into, hopefully, your body. So think of it this way. You are multi-layered consciousness, And so the Stargate, let's say, is way up there, deep within. And as the alignment occurs with the Great Pyramid in Egypt, with Sirius, Orion, with the central sun, with the ascension energies, is going to filter down from the very highest levels slowly down to the most gross levels. So as you are ready and as you have no resistance on those levels, it'll keep coming in, seeping into your life effortlessly. If you sense a block or resistance, just take a deep breath. Do your best not to judge it. Remember, all your resistance is not you. Okay. Take a deep breath and slowly open your eyes. We don't want for you to get too far into the zone before we start, because we don't want to lose you. We want you to be able to drive home tonight. Good luck driving home. GPS took me the usual way on the highways. I thought about going the back way, but I didn't know if there'd be a traffic jam at the Biltmore, you know. So I went the other way. I have not been able to influence my GPS to take the back roads, but maybe someday. Harris says there's always a back way. You should take the back way. It's faster. Yeah. So talk to her if you want some shortcuts to wherever you want to go from where you live, all right? Okay. And stay off Patton Avenue. That was a comedy team inserting, but you know Patton Avenue, it's okay. Tunnel Road, too. I sure am seeing the lot of humanity where I'm staying. I'm getting the whole picture. Oh, God. So, a little sprinkling of humor here. All right. Let's take some questions. Why are you here? What is a Stargate? So, just speak up.
Can you tell us more about the tonight, the Lionsgate with Bill?
So, and this has probably gone on for a long time, and it probably came from the Egyptian civilization. So in the Great Pyramid, there's a king's chamber and the queen's chamber, and apparently at certain times of the year, they line up directly with Orion's belt and Sirius. Now, mind you, current astrology may or may not be accurate, but we're just going to give you the symbology of this. So the Great Pyramid apparently is very important at the 888 event. And you know about the apex. The apex fell off. And that's why the Earth is still kind of in discombobulation. When the apex gets put back on top of the Great Pyramid, that will probably be a sign that new Earth is really here. And the old Earth has passed away, if you know what I mean. The old ways. So think of it this way. Let's pretend that the Great Pyramid is right here in the center of this room. You can visualize that. Miniature level if you want, because it doesn't matter if you imagine it or if you physically go to Egypt and stare at the Great Pyramid. Your brain's going to interpret it as if it is real. That's going with the thing of we create our reality in a sense. All right, so let's just imagine the Great Pyramid's here. And the apex is like starting to transmit and receive, because that's what pyramids do. And then off over here, you've got the Sirius star system, and you've got the Orion star system. And now they are somehow cosmically aligned with the Great Pyramid. And you've got the archetype of the lion, which represents not only strength and courage, but what else? You know, what else? Some say it's like the king of the animal kingdom, but it's symbolic. Ellens would have a conversation about that one. That was a comedy team sneaking in again, right? Elephants never forget. So imagine that we are sitting inside the pyramid in meditation for this activation. And you're going to begin to feel the alignment of the Orion star system, the Sirian star system. And by the way, not only those, but Andromeda, the Pleiades, you name it. They've all influenced our culture in the very beginning. So we are, in a sense, we carry Pleiadian DNA. We carry other star systems' DNA, in a sense. Because we're really not human. But we are a collection of these tribes, if you will. Asheville, in a way, is like a collection of these many tribes, right?
Very much so.
Yeah. So again, in your prayer, as we start the activation, do your prayer to the Heavenly Father, Mother God, that created you, and ask for exactly what you're ready to receive. Because you can't receive anything more than you're ready to receive, right? So don't ask for everything. Don't ask for instantaneous enlightenment. Because your brain will probably freak out. Seriously, right? So just ask for what you're ready to receive. Every day, ask for what you're ready to receive. Little by little. I'm from a school of thought of little by little each day. Now, again, we're holding the space for your experience. It could be life-changing. So if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling stuck energetically, physically, emotionally, career-wise, relationship-wise, money-wise, wherever you're feeling stuck, okay, bring it into your prayer for resolution. You don't have to fix it, and you don't have to fix anybody else, right? See, fixing game, that's the old world, right? We're moving into the new world. Okay. Now, I want you to pick up something in your body that's going on, medically speaking, structurally speaking, and bring that into your prayer. It could be a medical condition. It could be an injury that hasn't healed up. It could be a trauma from your early childhood. It doesn't matter. It could be a bump on your back. It doesn't matter. Just bring it into your prayer. Now, remember, you don't have to do anything tonight. Just receive. Thank you for asking that. More will come in the activation. Much comes in the activation that you're not aware of. See? That motorcycle. See? Now you have to pay attention when you are presenting, and then sounds come because of validation. Okay? Good to yawn now before the activation. Because if you're on the activation, you may just fall over in your chair. That was the comedy team sticking in again. I don't know if I'm getting worse or better.
Worse.
Yeah, you know. I try, though. I try.
I can see that.
You got to give me an A for trying.
Give me something.
Give me something. Thanks for being on time. Glad you showed up. Give her the clipboard. Oh, Hera, if you could give her, it's not Kamara, so she can catch up and not feel left out. Where did it go?
Friend of the purple.
There. Hmm? Oh, you're not going to fly over? Oh, jeez. Yeah, okay. Oh, she left. Other questions? Comments? Yes. This is Ellie. She is a kind of a weird doctor type. Yeah, just kidding. Yes.
Friends, brothers and sisters. First, I want to thank Hera, who is a person that has a heart as big as the sky. And she brought Kenji here to Western North Carolina. She's the kind of person that if you wanted the moon and she could get it, she would give it to you. Thank you, Hera. So my name is Ellie Kochek. My Cherokee name is Aliata, which is Deer Eyes. I've been here since 1985, and I'm considered to be one of the seven white medicine women in the mountains here. Just a little bit of background real quick. So in 1985, when I came here, I had the first acupuncture clinic. I was the third yoga teacher. I'm a licensed naturopath. I have a doctorate degree in physical therapy. So I've been around, I say that because I've been around the block a little bit and have sat at the feet of many spiritual teachers and healers and light weavers, etc. So when Hera told me about Kenji, who I had never heard of, my attitude was a little bit about, like, So I went almost 2 months ago to one of the
introductions,
thank you, that he did in Asheville. And it was a much smaller group, and I was fortunately chosen to receive the wave. Okay. So what happened was I went into an altered state for about 5.5 weeks. Now, I haven't shared this with him.
No, she hasn't.
And I've been in altered states before, but not for 5.5 weeks. And I kept thinking, I'm in an altered state. Only I couldn't figure out, what is this about? And finally, when it finished, I said, I am in complete joy and happiness. And that was what I think he calls an activation, where there was just an uplifting, an ascension, where I just feel good. And when we feel good, when we're happy, and we hold on to those good vibrations, then all kinds of healing can occur, whether it's in the body, physical healing, or it's emotional, or it's spiritual, or mental. So,
Did not know that.
And P.S. So whatever your feeling is tonight, or whatever you came in with, my suggestion, learn from me. At least come in with an open mind and an open heart, because anything can happen, anything positive. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'd just like to add something to that. I was going to have you do that at the end, but scroll for now. You know, the thing that's really exciting to me about having Kenji here is, like I said, I've been here for 3 years, actually four, and spirituality is my life. I mean, that's food for me, and it's, everything else is just kind of like trees and stuff like that. But this is really like the kind of thing that's fabulous. And, you know, like I looked around so many different places and I couldn't find anything. And now Kenji's here, and just the story of how that happened is another evening. But he's here now, and the great thing is there's nothing like what Kenji's work does and brings to the table. And so we're starting at the grassroots right now, and it's kind of like this is a new community. It's so exciting to me because there's nothing like Kenji here, nothing. You know, I know there are a lot of amazing people. Everybody's a healer and a shaman and a Reiki, and I got it. But like when I looked around 3 years, I was like, really going, like, you know, I just want to listen to Kenji, and I'm just so happy that he's here in this community. That you guys, like last time we were here, there were 6 people here, and that just goes to show me like how the, you know, it's just morphing into its beautiful thing, and I'm just so excited for everybody to be part of it.
You're opening up your throat chakra these days.
Watch it.
See, we worked on her throat chakra in session work. What would you like to share or ask?
I'd like to know more about serious
energy. It can be very serious at times. That's why you need the comedy team. From the Pleiades to lighten up. Or from Lyra, you know, lighten it up. Okay, some believe, well, see, it's funny, it depends on who you listen to, I suppose, but there's always a grain of truth in all these perspectives. So some believe that our DNA has been influenced by the Syrians. In other words, they helped program the DNA for our bodies, not necessarily for our consciousness. So the way that I see it is, and you're going to be the heater monitor there, right above you. You see the red button up there on the right side? That. Yeah, just press it up till it goes up to about 76 degrees, and that way the air conditioner is going to go off for the activation.
Okay.
You can do it now. Yeah. Do you feel like you have a connection with Sirius?
I've just been really, because lately I've just been really interested in reading about the energy.
Mm-hmm. Best way, after you maybe do a little bit of research, so as not to be programmed by limited thinking, is to meditate with your connection with Sirius. Now, we've all had many incarnations in these different star systems. Oh, I guess I got to mention it to you for your generation, not ours, but yours. There was a cosmic war a long time ago in the Sirius star system. And so there are maybe many people here that on an unconscious level are still traumatized by that. You can imagine planets being blown up, wars like you see in video games or like on TV, all right? So that needs to be healed in everybody's own way of that war. So maybe the Earth analogy would be the Vietnam War, and we're still carrying trauma from that on a collective level, because we had no business being in there, for one thing. And I believe the Galactic Wars on Sirius had, we had no business doing what we did, but they did it, right? So if you tune into that, do whatever you can to just make that totally okay in your realm, in your reality, and just bless it. The Sirians carry a high level of consciousness. Some say they are like our grandparents, but the Pleiadians say that too, and the Arcturians say that too, right? So it's like, who's right? And the Orions. It's like, they all got a grain of truth to it. Just know that you are, we each are, we each have 250 types of DNA in our bodies. And that represents all the cultures on the planet now, different races from other systems, Sirius being one, okay? Your generation, whatever emotional things come up out of the blue and you can't control it and you don't know why that came up, could be from, as an example, your Sirian experiences. Okay? Okay. Another question from the peanut gallery. Come on. Come on. Okay, if you're shy, raise your hand. Dang it! I didn't get them that time. It's a retreat. So I always do this very first hour. Okay, those of you that are shy, raise your hand. And they'll raise their hands, and then I pick on them because they raise their hands. Okay, how many of you were about to raise your hand but didn't? Raise your hand. Okay. Supposedly. But here, look at this. So if we create our own reality, if it gets down to it, basically, right? In other words, how we experience our reality determines our reality, which comes from our belief systems and our attitudes and our emotional makeup. You could make Lionsgate every day if you wanted to. It doesn't have to be once a year. Or you could do it once a month. See, we have the power to shift all this old world, it's got to be this way. It's got to be like once a year thing on 8-8. Doesn't have to be. It could be any time, really. So maybe why we're gathered here tonight is to understand that we can create 8-8 any time in our life. Or 11-11 or 12-12 or New Year's Day. Your birthday. Your birthday is very important. So I would love for all of you to celebrate your birthday and really give to yourself. That's your special day, your birthday. Honor it. Because the energies, when you were born, are pretty, pretty powerful. So you're going to have a birthday party every year, aren't you guys? You're going to invite all your friends to your own birthday party. Or you're going to talk your best friend and then have it at their place. And they do all the cooking. Whatever. You're going to celebrate. Hera, you're going to celebrate your birthday. We have to celebrate mine. Mine's two months ago or so. We're going to celebrate it in my new home after the fact. All right. We're getting close now. You're going to feel the energies coming. Okay, a little bit more on the Stargate. So again, we're in the middle of the Stargate, in the middle of the Great Pyramid right here. Now, if you go into the earth from the base of the pyramid, go ahead, just bring your awareness, your imagination into under the earth where the Great Pyramid is and feel down there. I mean, go down very deep. Because as you go down deep, you're going to go into the higher dimensions, believe it or not. See, you can go in any direction and go multidimensionally. You can go to the right, to the left, ascend, descend. Inside the earth are many high-level dimensions. We just think it's out there off-planet. You go into the civilization in the earth. There's light cities in the earth, fifth dimensional, more. Beautiful. They don't come to the surface too much because it's still pretty aggressive energetically. But you can tune in. Those are your brothers and sisters down there as well. Yeah. Now open up your feet chakras. Open up your spine at the base of your spine. Okay, this is pre-Lionsgate, pre-activation vibration here. Okay, so keep your feet chakras open. And they, your brothers and sisters, are going to send you some energy for your spine. So just keep your spine open. And I want you to sit up, sit forward in your chair and arch your back so that your spine is pretty vertical with the floor. And just receive that the vibration that's coming up from the base of your spine. And it's going to help straighten your back. Maybe this is going to be a cure for scoliosis, right? Imagine it's like a little snake, friendly snake. It's got that kind of a feel. So the energy is wanting to help your spine to straighten up from the effects of gravity and from the heavy load that you've been carrying emotionally for the planet and your family. Oh, okay, you can bring that into, that's right, the train says you can bring that into your activation, your prayer, to release yourself from the need to carry your family's burdens and the burdens of the planet. In other words, the pain of the planet. Let that energy move through your neck and then up into your brain. So if you haven't felt supported in your life lately, allow this energy to help you to feel supported. Take a deep breath. Okay, now open up more your crown chakra. And let that energy pass through your brain up into the heavens. How about into the Stargate? And you can visualize the archetype of the lion there standing right at the entrance to the Stargate, however it's going to appear to you in the fifth, sixth dimensional realms. Okay, take a deep breath. Come back here. Just let that continue. We're going to start in a few minutes. We'll take one more quick question from the audience. Are you all that shy? Okay, here we go.
What does this target exactly look like? Is it round?
It could be round, it could be square, it could be big, it could be small. It's whatever you see it as. There's no one right way to see a stargate, right? So, did you guys remember Stargate Atlantis, the TV series? Okay, they hopped through the Stargate, right? So you could look at it like that. You're gonna jump through the Stargate in the activation. Oh, how'd I end up on Sirius? Whoa, this is pretty cool. Yes, we can all jump through it. That's very good. Okay, so. Oh, yes. Can you? You want to go? Okay, you choose somebody. Yeah, go ahead. Who? Okay, over there. This will only take a minute. We're going to keep the recording running.
This is, by the way, folks, $5 Walmart special. That sheet is $5 fitted sheet, purple. They didn't have purple, so I had to get this one. Closest to gold. The hobby team likes to do these ways. They have always so you're not going to move your feet. Whatever happens, keep your feet there, right? And you'll get the added bonus of receiving the activation. In a way, you stay on the mat.
Hey, Lionsgate. We are at Lionsgate, 8 p.m. here in Hendersonville, North Carolina. So here we go, folks. Okay, palms facing upwards. Feet flat on the floor. Back supported. All right, close your eyes and physically with your eyeballs, without straining your eye muscles, look up and together towards your pineal gland. And at the same time, touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of the mouth And then bring your thumb and index fingers together on both hands, touching lightly. Okay, we're going to breathe into the earth together. Deep breath. We're going to breathe down into the inner kingdom of the earth, allowing that kingdom to support this activation. Can say hi to your brothers and sisters down there. They have also prepared for this Lionsgate. Okay, now we're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth for about the first 5 minutes. So we're going to begin to energize the body and also begin to relax the brain. So as you breathe in, you're going to breathe in divine light, take it to the subatomic level of your body. Breathe real deep inward. And then on the exhale, just simply begin to let go of stress of any kind. Again, take the light deep into the subatomic level of your soul and the embodiment. And as you exhale, just simply begin to release all self-doubt, all sense of worry and concern. And as you let go, you're coming more into present time moment, here and now. Another deep breath of the divine light. Take it deep into the core of the matrix, the new earth matrix. Slowly exhale, letting go of density, letting go of heaviness. All right, we're going to invoke pillars of light for the four corners of this room. On the next in-breath, take the light deep into the chest. Take it deep into the heart space. Take it deep into the sacred temple of the heart. And as you release, on the out-breath, relax your shoulders, relax your forehead muscles, relax your jaw, relax your calves, your fingers, and your toes. Now on the next in-breath, take the light deep into the pineal gland, activating pineal pituitary thalamus and the base of the skull. As you exhale, drop the shoulders to the floor. Allow the body to begin to receive deep relaxation. And as you relax, you become more awake. Now bring your awareness to the belly button. Take the light deep into the space just off of the belly button. Exhaling, letting go of the old. Now move your awareness very naturally into your knowing, into the depths of your imagination, your clairvoyance, your telepathy, your clairaudience. And envision in the mind of God, which is your mind, the lion's gate. And the numbers 8, 8, and 8. We're going to call forth the symbolic power, the archetypal power of the infinity 8 symbology. Now, in the distance, feel the vibration of the Sirius star cluster and the Orion star cluster, and you in the center of the Great Pyramid at Giza, sitting in the center, aligned with the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber and the Sphinx, which represents the galactic and planetary Akashic records of humanity. All joined together with the power of the central sun. And envision now in the mind of God, your mind, the archetype of the lion and what it represents, the male lion, the female lion, the androgynous lion. And allow this stargate to activate within you, within your DNA. The power of your divine lion's gate. Feel the power of your inner, your internal pyramid, of whose capstone is now activating. Now, begin to release yourself from tribal consciousness and the matrix of the earth, of humanity. Beginning to completely release the old matrix of pain and suffering, of the battle of the opposites. Releasing yourself from the chaos of the world. moving through the lion's gate, as if you were passing through the eye of the needle. Literally jumping into the stargate to the other side. And from this state, you can now create instantly the divine balance of your divine feminine and your divine masculine in union, divinely balanced and harmonized in your brain, in your body, in your life. And within your internal pyramid of light is resonating that divine union of male and female. Allow the healing to initiate. To initiate the healing of the conflict between your will, which represents mind, and your emotions, represented by your heart. Allow the healing to initiate between the right side of your brain and the left side of your brain. Between your right hand and your left hand. Between your logic and your intuition. Allow now your DNA allow the receiving in your DNA structure, the Lion's Gate vibration. Allow the activation of your dormant abilities and inner knowing. We're going to go within now. We're going to go within to the pyramid that is within you. We're going to go and meditate inside the Queen's Chamber. So wherever that is for you, sit in a lotus position, or you can lie down. And just simply receive now. Receive the alignment from Orion. This will stimulate your ancient knowing of your connection with that star system. And now bring awareness to the King's Chamber, which is at a different elevation within your pyramid of light. And sit in the King's Chamber in a receptive position and receive the Sirian energies. Now, let everything that we have initiated to continue to activate in the background. Now we're going to refocus, Bring your awareness to the center of your brain and your physical body. Now, we're going to use the vibrations of the Lion's Gate to activate your telomeres to regrow, to lengthen, to rejuvenate, to restore itself. For longevity and health and well-being. Now you're going to tune into your codons, subatomic level of your body. The codons are like receptor cells that take in the divine light to feed the cells of your body and your organs. So, in your imagination, allow the activation of all of your codons to begin to initiate the reversal of the aging process of your body, igniting the youthfulness back into the cells of your body. Now you can now symbolically deactivate the death code that your body has been operating on and switch on, reactivate your original divine blueprint for your body, which means that it has the capacity to live in health indefinitely, without aging. We're going to ask your ancestors and your family members as well, in your spiritual lineage, to receive this activation and to receive whatever they are willing to receive. Now, begin to breathe in the power of the eight into the center of your brain. This is the power of infinity. This is the power of the golden light. This is the power of Christ consciousness. Imagine that you are reseeding this consciousness back into your body and your brain. the power of eternal life. The power of resurrection. Now we're going to ask your emotional body to receive the Lion's Gate energy for divine balance and harmony. Now we're going to ask for the cleansing ray to come through the Lion's Gate. And this is for all levels of your auric field, your chakra system, your meridians, your endocrine system of your physical body. Take a slow, deep breath. Allow the cleansing to move through your eyes, your ears, your sinus cavity, your lungs, and your digestive system. All right, we're going to anchor your internal pyramid of light with the earth through your feet. So it is as if you are now grounding and anchoring your personalized Lion's Gate with the planetary Lion's Gate, with the celestial Lion's Gate, to be accessed and activated at any time you so desire. Now, from the center of the brain, we're going to breathe awareness down your spinal column very slowly. The awareness of the figure eight, as above, so below. The awareness down through your spine. Recalibrating, as it were, recalibrating the nervous system in the spine. Recalibration back to original divine balance. Now we're going to bring to conclusion this activation by bringing down or bringing forward into your body your personalized Lion's Gate vibration. You can envision this as the descent of light or the descent of the dove upon your shoulders. You can envision this as beginning to embody the rainbow lights of the heavens. You can feel as if the Great Mother is wrapping her cloak of love upon your body. It could be as if being anointed by the Christ. Now, as you come back to your body, bringing the awareness of the Lion's Gate back with you to this dimension, this room, your body. And what you're going to do is place both hands upon your chest, crossing your right hand over your left hand. And just breathing and being with your body for a moment. Feeling the stillness, which is your power. The guides will work with you briefly, energetically. So let's hold a state of gratitude for the Lion's Gate, for our beloved Earth, for all of humanity, for the Sirian Star Cluster, Orion Star Cluster, all those that are here supporting us. Now give your body permission, as if it could hear you talking. Give it permission to integrate this 888 energy over time in divine right timing as needed. Okay, coming back awake, alert. Coming back with the power of the archetypal lion, lioness. Coming back strong, standing tall. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes. Drink some water, stretch, yawn, bend over. We give our thanks and our blessings for all assistance given today. Namaste.